Please call item six. Item number six from the Manager of Real Estate Services, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to accept an offer to purchase on a county-owned vacant lot located to the rear of 11327 West Ryan Road in the city of Franklin, Wisconsin.
Morning, Mr. Dillman.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Supervisors, staff is recommending the offer before you in the amount of $2,500. It's the appraised value. This particular parcel was acquired by the treasurer for non-payment of real estate taxes. It is a rear landlocked vacant lot. It's in a rural area. It's zoned residential but has been used for agricultural. It has no sewer or water. It has no street frontage. It is the epitome of a landlocked parcel. The county board directed us at the time of the treasurer foreclosing. The disposition plan was to work with the two abutting owners. This is one of the two abutting owners. The other abutting owner did not communicate their interest in submitting an offer.
Make a motion to approve.
Any comments or questions from Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. You indicated that there are two potential owners.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, no. The board recognized the fact, the limitations of this particular parcel. So in turn, the board directed us to work with the two adjacent owners. Right. This being one of the adjacent owners that expressed an interest in submitting this offer to purchase. Okay. The other abutting owner chose not to.
So the land is behind their properties?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks. Mr. Dillman, how did we end up with landlocked real estate, which is actually a violation of the Wisconsin statute? You can't have landlocked real estate. So how did that happen?
Madam Chair, it's only speculation on my part. I'm assuming that in the platting process that actually divides land off years and years and years ago, that perhaps this parcel was an outlier, you know, something that wasn't addressed as a part of a larger parcel. So it in turn became a parcel that really had no accessibility, had no service. So I'm just assuming it was a part of a land division in the past that rendered it in this condition.
It's not large enough to be a buildable lot, assuming we could get it not landlocked. Is that correct?
Madam Chair, I'm not saying on its own. If in fact we're located appropriately with all sewer, water, utilities, and frontage, that it could be used for something because of its location. It does not have those qualities, so as a result in its current condition, it is not developable.
And therefore, really, we only have an opportunity to sell it to one of two people, and that would be the abutting landlord.
That's correct.
Any other questions? Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So is the implication, given I'm looking at the map now, that the other property would have been that owned by number 11908, as opposed to the subject property, which is right behind the McGarrett's property?
Madam Chair, yes, Supervisor, it would stand to reason that the large land area that you see around it would be, in essence, the other abutter.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Taylor?
Just for an FYI, if you look on the map, just to the east of that property, is a river cuts through it. On your capital improvement, in the capital improvement budget, you guys talked about a culvert. That's what that culvert is that goes that being repaired. Oh. So if you actually drive out there, that's kind of gives you an idea, because Loomis Road is just to the west, and that County H, that river is where that narrows down from a normal sized road to this culvert that two cars can, the fact that no one's been killed yet is probably shocking. So I know that was part of discussion at finance, but that's where that culvert is, just for your knowledge. Oh.
May account for how it got landlocked.
Huh?
May account for how it got.
Yeah, you never, you never know. Part 12.
Okay. Anyone else? Did we get a motion?
Yeah, I made the motion.
Supervisor Taylor moved approval. And the clerk calls all the roll.
Supervisors Bowen?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishan?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Madam clerk, please call item 7.
Item number 7 from the Manager of Real Estate Services, Department of Administrative Services, reporting on the status of 2012 excess property sales This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Dillon.
Yes, Madam Chair, the bottom line result of land sales to date is the same as reported last month. It's roughly $1.7 million based on our budget of $400,000. I do point out, however, we do have two parcels that are moving toward closing, and with the one that we just talked about, the $2,500, that would add nearly another $700,000 before year's end. So roughly $700,000 would be added to that $1.697 million.
Any comments from the committee? All right, thank you, Mr. Dillon. Madam Clerk, please call item 8.